Are you one of the 75% of contractors whose financial statements are inaccurate? Find out. Click on the link in the show notes and you'll get a free P&L and balance sheet check.
This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by Financially Fit Business. Get the business tool that helps you grow profitably, build wealth, and live the life of your dreams in less than 10 minutes a month. Go to www.financiallyfit.business and get started today. Thank you for joining us. Here's how we will help your business and you. What does it take for your business to experience great success? My guest today and next week, Les O'Hara, gives you his 12-step proven process. With 3 decades of experience as a serial entrepreneur, he's turned a $600,000 venture into a thriving $6 million enterprise. What's a few zeros, right, Les?
Yeah.
Buying and sell. Yeah. So anyway, let's get started. Remember, this is going to be a 2-week process, so you can know what all 12 steps are. So Les, welcome to Contractor Sense.
Ruth, honored to be here. Thank you so much for this invitation. I'm really excited to talk.
Oh, my pleasure to have you on. When I saw, when I got the pitch about you, I was like, yes, we want to do this. Because, I have found over the years, if you don't have a plan, you can't grow.
So true.
I mean, well, you can grow, but you're going to grow yourself out of business is what's going to happen.
Yeah. And the faster you grow, the faster you're growing out of business if you don't have the plan.
Or the cash. Both of those are important, actually. All right. So today what I think we'll do is we'll do the first steps and then next week we'll finish the 12 steps. So let's start with the owner is an athlete. All right. So, I mean, that's the visionary, correct? Or tell me about owner is an athlete and visionary.
Well, what I like to say is, like great athletes, they need great coaches. They need to have training and practice. Well, entrepreneurs are that same animal, but they don't get to practice. Every day is a live game that they're playing with employees, customers, competitors. So I like positioning it as, hey, you owner of a business, you entrepreneur, you are an athlete and you need to be training as such.
So when you say they don't get any do-overs.
No, that's the scary part. We're live, we're taking on bullets every day. So that's where it's really important to, always have great advisors, coaches around you. And it's always what you and I were talking about is having a game plan, some kind of structure and systems that is going to help you deliver day after day, repeatable, productive outcomes.
Yeah. You and I kind of touched on this, but a lot of times I see the owner, the entrepreneur, the guy who's the contractor, so to speak, has all these great ideas. And guess what happens when you have all the great ideas and nobody to implement them?
Yeah, that was me for about 20 years of my 30-year career, till I finally got beat over the head enough times that I realized something had to change. But exactly what you said is that us as owners, we have the vision. We have this big goal that this is why we started the business. This is what we want to do with it. This is what we want it for our families or whatever those goals or visions are. And what I see a lot in the marketplace is that owner, that visionary, number one, has not documented it properly so that he could recruit people to join that adventure. I call it joining the adventure. And some of my former employees and general managers would laugh. It's like, you're joining this adventure. We're building something. And you have to have a compelling vision that someone wants to join and say, I could work for this person. They have core values. They have goals. They have a vision. So that's why that is almost a number one thing that the entrepreneur has to do is, what is the vision for this business? So that we could start from there and then start recruiting people that are going to help us execute on that vision.
And a lot of times, I'm so busy, I don't have time to do vision. Well, guess what? You're not too busy to do vision.
No, it really takes about, if you really dig deep in there, it's only about an hour, 2 hours of deep work of really thinking it through. We have a workbook that our owners go through that helps them kind of craft it and come up with that mantra, you know, that just do it, or that friendly skies, or, you know, ours was when I owned the roofing company, ask our clients, you know, what is that mantra that you can appeal to the marketplace, but also internally, that's going to express your vision and what you're trying to do with the company.
Right. All right. So let's assume that we now have our vision. We have a team that's willing to implement it. The next thing you say, which is step number two, is critical calendar use and time blocking. So does that mean I have to do the same thing every day at the same time?
Well, it means that we need to hold you accountable to your time, because you, as the visionary, as the entrepreneur, now how goes your time management goes the success of the company. So I hearken back to my athletic days, and what would happen when I first joined a elite Division I football program was that every 5 minutes of a 2 hour practice was coded and was accounted for, of where you're going to be, what station you were going to be at, what you were going to do, who was going to be filming it, what was the result of it. And so the coaches had this framework, this 2 hour block down to 5 minute increments. And so what I teach my entrepreneurs, my contractors, is you need to show me your calendar, how you're spending that 8 hour block of time, or 10 hours, you know.
Keep going.
Yeah. You need to show me where you're spending that time so that I can make sure that you're spending it on those most highly leveraged activities that is going to help you build a business that is going to be working for you, you not working for it.
Yeah. So it's like working on the business rather than necessarily in it. What do you say when contractors, or just businesses in general, say, I'm too busy to take a vacation?
Well, that's a great indication that we're doing something wrong and the business isn't functioning how it should be.
Yeah.
It also means that there's too much decision-making and throughput that's the owner is the bottleneck of the business. And so that's something that we got to isolate and figure out why are all of these decisions or problems coming to the owner?
Yeah, it's called micromanaging in my book.
Yeah, sure.
So before we take a break, if somebody wants to reach out for you, what's the best way to do it?
I love connecting with people on LinkedIn, Les O'Hara, right on LinkedIn. Another great way is lesohara.com. That kind of is all the things that I have my hands into. And if they're a contractor wanting to learn more about our coaching and all of the things that we do for contractors, they could go to thecontractorhuddle.com.
Very good. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Imagine you had total freedom. You didn't have to worry about money. You didn't have to be a slave to your business. The words, I can't, are eliminated from your vocabulary. What if you could do what you want to do whenever you want to do it? A financially fit business could give you that freedom. How? By knowing what your financial statements are telling you and taking action based on what they say. You can do this in less than 10 minutes a month at an investment of less than taking your family out to dinner once a month. And if your financial statements are a mess, you can get help. Go to www.financiallyfit.business or click on the QR code below to get started today.
We're back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. I'm speaking with Les O'Hara, and we are going through the top 12 steps that you as a contractor need to do, implement, oversee, so that you can build a business with great success. Before the break, we talked about you, the owner, as the athlete, putting together the vision, making sure that your time is used effectively and not micromanaging the world. So In this segment, again, we're going to be talking about this for 2 weeks. We're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is financial related. So your thing is weekly cash flow forecast, the annual budgeting process, and monthly close of books and review systems. So say your piece.
Well, you and me offline, we had a debate, and I tend to agree with you. The monthly close of the books and the reviewing of those is of utmost importance, and it is probably a non-negotiable. But what I try to emphasize, you know, usually when I'm working with an owner of a construction company, they are managing the business from them looking at the checking account at any given point, right?
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that stressed me out when I was managing these companies was that I really didn't have a gauge of the cash flow. It was just, I was sweating at night trying to meet payroll, and, you know, I would get stuck and have to, you know, go get loans and lines of credit. And so it took me, again, over a 20-year period with CPAs and hiring highfalutin consultants to build all of these expensive Excel spreadsheets to do cash flow forecasting, until I fell upon a very simple Google sheet that I've customized now over the last 5 years that allows us to see the prior 12 weeks, what money has come in per week, what did we pay out in cost of goods sold, and then what did we pay out in each of the buckets in our overhead, like salaries, marketing, fleet related, et cetera, so that we'd have an ending cash balance for that week. And what that 12 week of history allows us to do is now forecast, if you can imagine, 12 more rows underneath those history 12 rows that will forecast out the next 12 weeks of cash. And then we can fine tune that forecast by knowing what the contractor's accounts receivable is, what his backlog is, what his accounts payable are. And then we can fine tune this so that they are actually looking at a very strong prediction of the cash for the next 12 weeks. And then they could see if there's any deficits coming up or surpluses that they could now take advantage of, new marketing opportunities, hiring, et cetera. And so I think looking at that on a weekly basis is one of the first systems that I implement for our contractors.
Yeah. And then you have to make sure you've got profitable jobs. So that's another discussion for another time. We both agree that financials are really, really, really important. So all right. True. Coaching. Yeah. So let's take a look at branding. All right. So You mentioned that in when you had your roofing company, the slogan, so to speak, was ask our customers, right? Or something like that.
Ask our clients. Yep.
All right. So why is that important?
Well, because there's a crowded marketplace in the construction owner space, or any entrepreneurs. You're in a battle. It's a fierce battle. And it's a battle for the hearts and minds of your consumer. And what is going to differentiate you from the market is going to be one of the key determinations if you're going to have success in running this business. So spending time to come up with what is unique about your company, what is going to be different, what are the differentiators, is such a great investment of time and effort, because you just can't, in our day and age, just be a commodity out there. You're never going to succeed, and it's going to be a break even or a loss somewhere down the line.
Yeah, commodities are bought on price. We're not commodities.
Exactly.
We have value. We absolutely have value. So come up with a USP, and you help them do that, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So cool. All right, so once we have our branding, then we look at advertising and marketing, right? Which are the next steps. Let's talk a little bit about that. So we have CRM for leads, right? Referrals, reviews.
Yeah, so this is one of those key systems and building blocks that the owner of the company needs. And I would argue any entrepreneur. One of the things that was led to our rocket success when I came home and took over the family roofing business was that I applied what all of the multi-billion dollar insurance companies were using at those time about 30 years ago, which was the old CRMs. It was, they were called ACT. You were probably remember it.
Oh yeah. I remember yeah. ACT.
Goldmine.
Yep. Remember that one too.
Yeah. So now they're very sophisticated. Salesforce, HubSpot. We have our own the name is Build 12. It's built for contractors by us contractors. So what a owner needs to do is every interaction, every lead, every customer needs to be in a CRM, a client relationship manager, that is going to allow us to nurture that lead through the sales process from beginning awareness to all the way through that customer journey to customer, they're a raving fan customer, to get reviews and then to get referrals. So what happens that we see out in the marketplace is that some owners have it in their QuickBooks, some have it in a Google Sheet, some have it in another third-party software that they use. You're familiar, I know, with your HVAC experience, Service Titan, mm-hmm. or Job Nimbus or something like that. But nothing is kind of being the central warehouse and identification of where is this person in our ecosystem and how do we want to stay in touch with them, stay top of mind. So once we get that owner to adopt those systems, then we start getting repeat business and a higher closing percentage, more reviews. More reviews means that you're getting found more on Google. And it's just that a flywheel cycle of goodness that, you know, we can keep pumping through that business.
Very good. All right. So what we covered in this session is the very basics. You as an athlete, which is vision, and you're making sure you use your time well. Then we talked about the financials. Well, we briefly talked about financials simply because we talk about that in Contractor Sense a lot. And then we did branding and we started advertising and marketing. So when we get together next week, Les and I will finish advertising and marketing and do the remaining 12 steps. So before we end today, let's give everybody your website again.
LesOHara.com for all that I have my hands in. And then if you're a contractor looking to get to the next level, thecontractorhuddle.com.
Thanks, Les, and we'll talk next week.